Australia.
And then
so it's kind of circling around the Earth.
Yeah. Yes, and then it's going to, you know, it's going to have one bit more bit of jolt of thrust.
Yeah.
And then it's going to go into orbit between the Sun and Mars.
Yeah.
And then at some stage, it might crash into Mars. So okay, you know. That's not a very good advert for Tesla, is it? Because they're supposed to have this sort of autonomous control.
No, hang on a tick. Here's a girl who couldn't do physics. So this car is circling around the Earth's orbit.
Yeah.
You then talk about the thrust to get it from there into the orbit of Mars.
Yes.
So does he have to send up a rocket to lock onto it?
No, it's got its own engine.
It works like, you know, people in the Olympics do that hammer thing where they spin around in a thing and chuck something down a field?
Yes.
It's like that. So it's spinning around the Earth and then it's going to fling its way towards Mars.
So it'll get enough momentum on its own by whirling and twirling. Yeah,
push itself out of the orbit.
But can I just ask you, how does it know how to get to Mars?
It's got a camera on it.
No. There is a vast array of computers sort of behind it.